Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What the hell? Were you up on a ridge or something?
No, I'm in the hotel room.
I wish I was up on a ridge.
Hey, Dirks, how are you, man?
Good, man. You still picking the banjo a little bit there?
I'm picking the banjo. You know, I put the banjo down because I'm so bad at it.
Gotcha.
But I picked up the guitar, and I can actually play it thanks to you.
Really?
Yes.
Teach me something. You got to teach me something.
Oh, give me a break. I always tell the story of the first time we were sitting in your bus, and you said, come on, here, get him a guitar, and you're literally calling out the chords to me. No, it's a G. No, it's a B.
I remember that night like it was yesterday. I really do. It's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. How
much time's passed by, but I still remember all those early days. And, so, man, I think that's what makes me so grateful for the chance to play these bigger venues now. I have a pretty good memory of all the places we played before we got here. So
that's a lot of good times. That's what's
then.
So cool about you, man. Do you still have the, what is it, like 80 acres outside of Nashville where you invited us all? Oh, my God. That was up on the ridge? Wow.
Up on the ridge. You know, I sold that particular piece of land. I like to, some people flip houses. I like to flop. I like to buy high. Put money into it and then sell really low. That's like my specialty. I'm not very good at real estate. I sold that right there in the middle of the whole economic,
You are such a business guy. I'll tell you.
I'm terrible. I'm not good at any of that stuff. So I just try to stick with what I know, which is the road.
And you know it. You know it real good, man.
No, pretty well. We had kids. We were going up there, and everyone was just getting kicks. And I was just like, man, this is not a very fun spot for the family. But I recently did buy another spot a little further away from town, that's on the river, and it's a great kind of escape from Nashville. I just I love Nashville. It's a great city, but it's a big city, and I just get city out and have. Kind of escape all that is pretty key to the whole equation. So yeah, I got a new spot. Yeah, check it out. It's on the river and a lot of great fishing and great wildlife. So it's much needed.
That sounds awesome.
How's the hand? How's the hand? You okay? We gasped.
I'll be out of I have the cast on it. You're just lucky this is a phone interview because it smells. If you could smell it, everyone would just like leave the room. It's so bad. I've had it on now for a month, and I've been hiking, climbing. I've been at the beach. It's there's only so much you can do to keep the water out. So it's sweating every night on stage. Some drinks spill down in there. There's beer down in there somewhere. It is just it's terrible. So it'll be off. I'll bring it if you want. I'll bring it to the show.
Please do.
You know, I was looking forward to meeting you in Pittsburgh, and now I'm just terrified.
It'll be off by then. I promise.
Oh, good.
I'll wash my arm a bunch. I'll bring the old cast along with me just so you won't have a way to pick me up. If you're kind of like feeling tired before the show, you're like, I don't know. We can kind of give me a little. Like the football players when they get a concussion, they get that. The salts, the beginning to wake up. Oh, I'll bring my cast on. I'm ready.
Get back in the game, son.
Put me in, coach.
So does that mean we're going to be seeing you playing the guitar in Pittsburgh?
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've been able to play it. I've been able to play everything, mandolin, guitar, with this thing on. So it's been pretty. I can't, cutting away at certain places to make. To get more mobility. But my hand feels good. By the time I get there, it'll be off completely. But I've been able to do pretty much everything. When I put it on there, I just had them molded to a G chord, and which also works pretty well for holding a beer. It works pretty good there for the two major things I need to have that hand be doing. So it's been fine. It's all good. And by the time I get there, it'll be off. It'll be done. I'll be good.
That's called the 2-for-1 special right there, being able to still put.
Special, yes. The country music special right there. Exactly. but us singers, what we need it for. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So Derek, I remember seeing you at Pepsi Cola Roadhouse your first time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I still have the hat that I bought. I should have wore it right now. But
I love to see our merch look like back then. I can't imagine. But yeah, 2004. I remember that really well. It was a big deal. That's a big deal to play that place. I have a lot of
it was just
for that building, and
it was just so cool. It was very intimate, and I'm a big fan of yours growing up. But I just wanted to know, like, your first thoughts when you came to the city of Pittsburgh. Like, what did you think of everything?
Oh man, we're one of the great Americans. It's a big deal for Arizona, Nashville. You finally get out there on the road, and you see Pittsburgh on your list there, your itinerary. It's like, wow, man, pretty cool going to Pittsburgh. You know, it kind of blows your mind. And for me, I just have a lot of memories of places like that. You know, there's Billy Bob's down in Fort Worth, Texas. It's an iconic place to play. And the Pepsi Roadhouse, I mean, when you sell the...
Whoop, lost him.
No! Mm-hmm.
Derek, see you back. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah. All of a sudden, you were just having a great memory and gone.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, let's have a good memory. Yeah, but those iconic, bars and clubs, and certainly, Pepsi Roadhouse is one of those. So when you show those places out, it's a big deal. And to me back then, it didn't feel intimate. It felt like a huge rock and roll, crazy show, crowd, lots of people. But now looking back on it, compared to playing, the amphitheaters and stuff, yeah, it was kind of an intimate
Excuse me, George, but I remember you used to play what's that place called, the bluegrass thing in Nashville that you did for the station?
Station Inn.
Do you still go up there from time to time and just play some music?
I haven't been a long time. I've been to stay by the Casey Boot Store across the place. Man, it's not so fancy down there. And I was down there buying some boots, but I just look at them like, gosh, it's this old cinder block building that it looks kind of like a jail from like a west town back in the 1800s. It doesn't look like it's been anywhere.
Yeah.
Even before all the growth of Nashville, now it's surrounded by a W Hotel, a Thompson Hotel, all these really nice restaurants and stuff. But it's still there. Thank God. Mm-hmm. But I haven't been back in there in a long time. I usually get back home and I'm kind of just doing the dad thing and recovering from the road, and I don't get out too much like I used to. People ask about Nashville. Where should I go in Nashville? All this stuff. I have a single friend who knows everything. I don't know anything anymore. I'm like, well, let me get you the one sheet from my buddy Austin. He knows all the restaurants and places because I don't know anything. I know how to drive from the airport to my house. Maybe down the Whiskey Road, but that's about it.
Well, yeah. What you got planned for the 27th? This show at KeyBank is going to be huge, and everybody's waiting for you. I haven't seen you in a little while on stage, so I'm really anxious to see. I think the last time we saw you was at Heinz Field a few years back, but I can't wait to see it again.
I make the most of the day. I really do a lot of music when I'm in town. I do a 6:15 play show for like hardcore fans and the VIP people want like a little extra. We do an acoustic, mostly bluegrass. I play mandolin show from 6:15 to about 6:45, just for a little like kind of VIP tent thing. A lot of fun. And then at 7 o'clock, I take the stage with my band dressed for the Hot Country Nights. So we do our 90s country thing on the main stage. Huh. And the funny thing is, I can do this interview, talk about it, and tell people that me up there doing, dressed with a mullet on and my Wranglers. Very 90s country, but no, people still don't believe it. They'll hear on this interview, they'll come to the show, they'll be there early, and they'll look up and they'll be like, there's no way that's him. At 7 o'clock, why would he be on the main stage dressed like that? People think, it's so funny. It's the best thing ever.
I love it.
So much fun doing it.
Singing
Brooks and Dunn and singing all the great 90s country songs and dressed as such. I do that from 7:25, and then, I go watch. I watch Tennille Towns. She's so good, and her show inspires me every night. Go on parties, always been one of my best friends. We have so much fun together. Then we go on at 9:30, and it's just I bring those guys back out with me at some point in the show, and it's just a fun crew out here on the road. Great bands, great crew, a lot of fun people, and I think that transfers on the stage. Our show is I'm just trying to you know, the bartender that jumps up on the bar and leads the crowd. That's what I do. I have a lot of fun up there. You know, I feel lucky that every night I get lost in the show. You know, everything I've been thinking about all day long totally goes away. I'm totally present in that show every night, and I love it. That's a sign of a good set list for me, is when I am able to do that. And this show's doing, you know, feels great. So it's just fun. It's a fun night for me, and I think it's a fun night for all our fans.
Bad Angel, get off of my shoulder.
Well, maybe I'll do that early show. I love country. I love modern country, right? I love country radio. I'm also in 90s country, and I love bluegrass, and I get a chance to play all those every night. So, yeah, if you can really experience the whole deal, I'll be a little Bad Angel in the bluegrass show.
Well, we like Dirks Bentley country. That's what we want.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see you on the 27th, my friend. Be careful. Take care of yourself. I can't wait to see you here in Pittsburgh. All right?
I look forward to seeing you all too, man. Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate it. All right.
Bye.
See you, Dirks.
Thank you, guys. Look forward to seeing you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.